computer wouldn't crank up, and then it cranked up, and then it wouldn't do the Zoom, and the Zoom wouldn't do what it's supposed to do, and it would come on and go out, come on and go out.
Yeah.
The devil was just trying to take over, but he didn't win. Thank God.
Amen.
I know that's right.
Amen, amen. I should have had to hang in there. I should have hang in there. Keep working with it. Amen.
There's a blessing waiting for you, then.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God for this day.
Amen.
Another day he has made.
Yes.
So
we have to rejoice and be glad that he has kept us in the day.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise him for this 357th day of the year.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we're glad to be in the number one more time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. So, we'll bless the Lord at all times. The praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Those shall make a boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
And be glad, yes.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
And exalt his name together.
Froze or something. Hold on.
Okay, I guess we'll try and get back again.
Okay. Do we have time for a short song?
Go ahead.
Yes.
We lift our hands to, we lift our hands to God to give him glory. We lift our hands to God to give him praise. We lift our hands to God to give him glory. We lift our hands to God to give him praise. Give him glory. Give him glory. Lift our hands to God to give him praise. Give him glory. Give him glory. Lift our hands to give him praise.
Amen.
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 Glory to
God.
Come to lift him up and to give him
glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord is in the call of the temple.
Hallelujah.
All earth keeps out before him. So glad when it said unto me. Try it again.
Wait a minute.
Devil is a liar.
Yes.
The devil is a liar.
Hallelujah.
I bind his interference right now in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Program will go on as God's plan. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Devil, we give you no room in this place, in this service, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, so my soul and all within him, bless his holy name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He is wonderful.
Yes.
Of God,
yes.
Our everlasting Father,
yes.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
His anointed God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless his holy name this day. Praise God. At this time, we will open up a prayer. Minister Cedar, will you give us that prayer?
Mm-hmm. Who's going to pray?
Sheila.
Father God, we thank you for another day that you've already had in the making. Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We even thank you for this Holy Communion.
Thank you for the kind of God, and mercy.
And people, God, say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
We do that.
Thank you, Lord. We do it all the time.
Yeah. Father Steve, will you give us affirmation, faith?
Amen. We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that He is the maker of heaven and earth. As the scriptures have said, we believe in Jesus. He is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back, as he promised, to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God. We're going to go around to our Holy Communion.
Oh, we might be doing it.
On the evening, the Passover had to be killed. Jesus said to two of his disciples, John and Peter and John, to go and prepare the place to eat Passover for our supper. And they said, Master, where shall we go? That as we enter into the city, you will meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. There, follow him into his house that he entered into. And when you enter into the house, say to the good man of the household, where is the guest chamber? It's not to eat the Passover with the disciples. And he'll show you a large upper room. And then make ready. They went as the master had instructed them. And when they went to the city, they met the man bearing the pitcher of water and followed him into the house of the inn. And he showed them the ask. Where the guest chamber, where the master made the Passover with the disciples for his supper. And they showed him a large upper room. And there they made ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's time we were at that we were making ready for that. If you haven't gotten your elements together, you need to get them together. Okay. When they had assembled the evening around the table, they sit down and begin to say to them, with great desire, have desire to eat this Passover with you before our supper. For not eat again that becomes you in my Father's kingdom. And should be juice and the cup and the bread. He took the bread and then lifted it up and gave it and breaked it. And giving thanks, he said, eat this. This is my body broken for you for the remission of sin. this do in remembrance of me. Likewise, he taketh the cup, and he lifted it up and offered thanks. He said, this is my blood of the New Testament, shed for you for the remission of sin. Then he said, drink ye all of it. And they did that as well. Apostle Paul took the own and said, if anyone is to eat and drink of the Lord's body and his blood, let him first examine himself to see if he's worthy to partake of his body, drink of his blood. For if you need to be well assured that if you do eat and drink unworthy, you do eat and drink damnation to your soul, not discerning the Lord's body, and you're guilty of his shed blood. Mm-hmm. He said, we need to examine ourselves to make sure this happens. For those that eat and drink unworthy, you should be eating and drinking damnation to yourself. The many are sickly and weakly, and some even sleep amongst us. You are not being worthy of partaking of this body. We're not able to examine you. But the apostle Paul said in the scripture, we need to examine ourselves. Mm-hmm. Our job is not to examine other people. Our job is to make sure that we are doing things the way it's supposed to be done.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. We focus on someone else, but we're to focus on the life of Christ and what he's done and how he will do it and when he will do it. And so when we go in prayer, ask God blessing upon the elements we're about to partake, as we ask them to change them from the natural to the spiritual. God is able to do just that for us, and he will do it for us.
Amen.
To ask and really believe in our heart, whatever we say, it shall be. And so keep that in mind when you go in prayer. Tell the Lord what you need him to do for you, that you might eat and drink of his body and his blood with no condemnation. Tell him what I needed to clear the air between you and him. If there's anything that stand between you and him, ask him for his forgiveness. And he has already forgiven you, but it's not yours until you ask for it.
Amen.
You got to ask for it to proclaim it and become part of your life.
Yeah.
You'll be clear to eat and drink of his body and his blood with no condemnation in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask Deacon Louis Leroy lose in that prayer.
Our Father and our God, we humbly submit ourselves to you.
My Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to see another first son.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
You've given us this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That we may break bread and drink wine with our fellow brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you've been good to us. You allowed our golden moments to roll on. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
For there's
nobody else, Heavenly Father, that has done these great things for us. So we say thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Continuously saying thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you,
continuously
Jesus.
Saying thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
God,
you
are God and God in our life.
Yes,
yes, right now, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
You will look down upon yes. Central Heights, Free Will yes. Baptist Church. Yes. Bless us with the blessing that we stand, see that we stand within the need of.
Yes.
Bless from our pastor, Heavenly Father, to our youngest child in the church, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Bless us right now, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Bless this church, Heavenly Father.
Bless yes.
each and every member of the Lord, no matter yes. where they may be or what they may be doing at this time, the Lord. Bless right now, Heavenly Father. Feel
yes.
delivered and set free, the Lord.
Yes.
We ask right now, the Lord, as we lift up the bread into your name, Heavenly Father, as we partake of it, Heavenly Father,
yes.
let it be a nourishment to our body. Let yes. it be spiritual to our soul.
Yes.
Let it be food to our hunger, the Lord. Let
yes.
it be strength, the Lord, that yes. we might sit and live off of you, the Lord, as
yes.
we lift up the cup in your name, Heavenly Father,
yes,
and drink from it, Heavenly Father. Let it cleanse us, because yes. the blood cleanses us from all our sin, the Lord. Let that blood wash us, Heavenly Father. Wash us through and through, the Lord. Let
yes.
that blood, the Lord, move
yes.
within our bodies, the Lord. Let
yes.
that blood, Heavenly Father,
yes.
within us white as snow, the Lord.
Yes.
Cleanse us, the Lord, with the
yes.
cleansing
yes.
that we need, Heavenly Father. Just
yes.
right now, Heavenly Father.
Right now.
The Lord. We'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, the honor, and the praise we will give to you, the Lord.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Jesus, take the bread.
Thank you, God.
Break it. And he handed and he offered prayer.
Mm.
And then he handed it to his disciples, saying, "Eat, this is my body broken for you. Mm. Let us eat together.
All of us."
Out of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You take it
Thank
the cup.
You, Lord.
Mm. And he lifted it up and offered thanks. And then he said, then he handed it to his disciples, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, shed for you for the remission of sins. Let us drink together."
Blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Of being in it, his garment, remove his garment, he goes from the table and remove his garment. And he said to them, and put the towel around him, and knelt down and began to wash his disciples' feet. He came to find Simon Peter. Peter said, "Will he wash my feet also?" And he said, "Well, Peter, what I do to you now, you know not. But hereafter you shall know." Peter said, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus said, "If I wash thee not, you'll have no part with me." Peter didn't say that because he was stubborn. But he thought he was doing what was right. It was customary not to, for a master to wash the servant's feet, but the servant to wash the master's feet. And for this reason, he said, "That I never wash my feet." And Jesus told him, "For wash it not, you have part to me." And I believe we want to have part to the master, so we need to. At some point in time, when it's fully able to release this, if you haven't been washing feet, you need to find somewhere and go and wash one another's feet. Just to show eminence. We just can't talk eminence. We got to do it.
Yeah.
We should be you a doer of the word.
Amen.
And not just a hearer. So all you're doing is deceiving yourself. We're not washing feet here on Zoom. And so we are going to move into the next phase of our service. Our service today is coming out of the book of Joshua, 6th chapter, verse 20.
Joshua 6 chapter 9 verse 20. Joshua.
Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. Rabbit.
Amen.
Joshua 6:20.
Joshua.
So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout that the walls fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Repeat after me, the walls.
The walls
will come down.
Amen.
The walls
will come down.
Come down.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
When we have something to in mind, a purpose, a goal, plan. Whenever we try to do something that's good, there's always some opposition that we come up against. Even our blessings that we get from the Lord, we just don't just walk right in and get them without opposition. God blesses. And we got to press our way from time to time to all to reach the potential of the blessing.
Amen.
You can't go from one room to the next without putting forth some effort to get there.
That's right.
Amen.
So everything in life is called for us to go through an obstacle, whether it's great or small, in order to reach that particular thing. It's just not handed to you, just like that on the table flower.
Amen.
Something has to go.
Yes, sir.
To come in between you receiving this. And you, from when you took time to try to acquire it, pray for it, work for it, worry about it, something effort on your part had to be put there.
Yes, Lord.
And so it is to receive things that are good, you may have to go through some hardship.
Amen.
Okay. And this is determined how well and how much you may have wanted the thing that you're trying to acquire. But if you just keep on holding on.
Yes, yes, my God.
Keep on doing what God say do.
Mm-hmm.
How he say do it.
Yes.
Then you, the wall that's been blocking you from attaining it will come down.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. God has already made it possible for this to happen in your life. But our problem is doubt.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Kept us from receiving it.
Uh-huh.
Doubt kept us from putting forth the effort. Doubt has caused us to miss out on a lot of things that we desire to have in life because of that wall that has been built to block us from going and receiving it. Some things seem to be insurmountable, difficult, or hardship.
Yes.
And make it seem that it's impossible for it to take place. Some things in our lives has caused that wall to be a huge obstacle in our way. And by it being so hard looking, we give up before we even get started. We give up without even trying.
That's right.
We say we come to a conclusion without even testing it. Okay. We can take something simple like some food, for instance. We can look at it, never eaten it, may not even never seen it before. And we come to a conclusion saying, well, I don't like that.
Yes, sir.
That's a wall you built.
Okay. Amen.
If you have never tried it before, and you come to the conclusion that you don't like it, that's a wall you got. And nobody can move that wall but you. Okay. The word says we can eat what's set before us if we eat it in the proper manner. Give their blessing and thanks unto God for it. Allow him to do it for you. Okay. And know that he has already done it. Okay. And that wall will come down.
Amen.
That get you from partaking of something that you could have been partaking of. And you doubt that ability to handle it. So let's keep in mind that the walls that we have built in our lives, they'll come down if you do what God said do.
Yes, it will.
There are people who have built walls against you. People that has kept you from progressing in life. But God said those walls can come down too.
Yes.
Because there's nothing impossible.
Yes.
For him and you when you're doing it together with him.
Yes.
Amen.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing. Thank you, God.
All things are possible unto you.
Yes.
You got to keep that in mind.
Yes.
And don't allow the devil to throw doubt in your mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. You got to know for yourself.
Yes, thank you.
Man.
That God is a rewarder for those who diligently seek him.
Yes,
but you got to seek him.
Yes, yes, we do.
You can't give up on him.
That's right, amen.
You got to keep on seeking him.
Amen.
That ask and shall be given.
Uh-huh.
Seek and ye shall find.
Yes.
Knock and the doors will be open. So we ask, but we don't see.
Amen.
We just ask, and we expect it to automatically appear.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Being that you got to go out and look.
Amen.
You got to search. You got to do some praise. You got to do some waiting. You got to give some praises. You got to give the hope that you keep in your mind, and knowing that God said it, it has happened.
Yes.
I just got to realize it's happened. Amen. I just got to be able to see it and for it for myself.
Thank you, God.
Okay. Not necessarily see it physically, but see it spiritually.
Amen.
Sometimes we got to answer.
Amen.
Realize we got the answer.
Mm-hmm.
God answered the way it was best for you.
Yes.
And you looking for it to come through the front door.
Yes.
And it came through the window.
Uh-huh.
It yep, came through the back door.
Yes.
Jesus. It came some other way than what way you looking for it to come. See, you set up your mind how God's supposed to do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if he didn't do it the way you think it ought to be.
Amen.
You missed out on it.
Tell it. Amen. Amen.
Your blessings come and your blessings go. Because you're looking in the wrong way.
Amen.
So those walls
will
come down.
They will come down.
They must come down.
Amen.
They will not come down because God,
yes, God
will do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Doors close in your face. God, you open them, and no man can shut them again.
Amen.
Those that open that open for you to fall in a crap.
Yes.
They close them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, Lord.
Because remember, nothing by any means shall hurt you. That's the word.
God.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's keep that in mind.
Amen.
Joshua was chosen to lead Israel after Moses had passed. And they had gotten to the River Jordan. They crossed over the River Jordan into the Canaan land. And as they journeyed into Canaan land, they came up upon the city Jericho.
My Lord.
And Jericho, the word said, was well fortified. That means that it was well armed. It was fully protected. It was like a fort. It had a big wall built all around it.
Yes.
This wall was about 6 to 8 feet wide. Because two cabins, they were two wide side by side.
Amen.
On that wall.
There
wasn't no little thin wall like we got around our house.
My Lord.
This is a wall big enough for horses and carrots to ride on.
Yes.
Okay, so the wall was well fortified. Put the wall up around you and shield you the same way if you needed that to happen. But in this case, he wanted them to go in. Okay, and the wall was the obstacle that was keeping them from in. This place was fortified. He had sent some people to find out how the city was and how God hear them.
Glory be to God.
And kept them as from the being exposed when the people came looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And before, because of that, her family and her was saved. Okay. So what happened here? The Lord spoke to Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
And told him, you utterly destroy all that was in the city.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Said that he was going to give him, in fact, he said that was going to, but that he had already given him the city.
Okay.
Said to Joshua, see, I have given you into thy hands Jericho. Now keep in mind what it's saying here. Joshua and Israel is outside the city. The wall was still there, covered the city. Keeping anybody from going in or coming out.
Yes.
Of the city. That's how well fortified it was. Nobody could go in and nobody could come in out. But God says to Joshua, see, I have given unto you into thy hands Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of battle. He's already given it to him.
Yes, sir.
They haven't gotten in the city yet. See, our problem, if we don't have it in our hand, we don't claim it.
All right, now.
Yep, my Lord.
We don't have it in our possession, we don't claim it. God's saying that he didn't say, I'm going to give it to you.
He didn't
say that I might give it to you.
Tell it, Pastor.
But he said, I have already done it.
Yes, my Lord.
And you say, well, Lord, why? I don't see it. I don't see it.
Amen.
God said, I've already healed you.
All right, now.
But Lord, I don't feel like I'm healed.
Jesus, I feel good, that's the bad I was when I asked you.
The doctor's still saying the same thing, but God said, I already done it. The wall will come down.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Yes, sir. They will come down.
Keep in mind that we are serving a God that when it says, it's doing.
That's right. Not going to do.
All right. But it's done. So again, this verse.
Yes.
And this is verse 2 of 6th chapter.
Uh-huh.
It said, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thy hand Jericho.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Not only have I given Jericho to you, I've given you the king.
Yes.
And I'm giving you the mighty men of valor.
God, my God. Thank
he
you.
He put it all in our hands.
Yes. Glory be to
power
God.
Power of life and death.
Yes.
God's way. In our guns.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't speak it.
Amen.
So we don't get it.
Amen.
We don't have it.
My Lord.
So we didn't ask for it.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Speak it into existence.
Yes.
Not on that finger in your heart. Say the word.
Amen.
Yes. Say the word.
Yes. Glory be to God.
You got the word. Proclaim it.
Amen.
You got to tell the wall. You got to come down.
Amen.
That's right.
You're going to come down according to the word of God. You got to come down.
Yeah,
you're not looking at it from my point of view, we're looking at it from God's point of view.
Yeah,
God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Was still there.
Uh-huh.
But God said, I'm giving you the city. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war.
Yes.
And go around about the city once.
Yes.
Thus shalt thou do it 6 days. You got to go around the city one time per day for 6 days.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
And 7 priests
Hallelujah.
Shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horn.
Yes, Lord.
And the seventh day,
glory be to God,
pass the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow the trumpet.
Jesus. Yes, sir, Lord. Okay.
So, 6 days, one time. Seventh day, seven times. Seven times is the number of completion.
Man.
Amen.
The 7 days God made heaven and earth. Completed it and rested 7 days. So it is done.
Yes, it is.
On the seventh time.
My Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord.
It said, and even the priest shall bear before God the round horn, and the seventh day, he shall confess the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow the trumpet. And it shall come to pass. But when they make a loud blast with the ram's horn.
Glory be to God.
And they hear the sound of the trumpet. All the people shall shout.
Yes, sir.
With
my
a
Lord.
Great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Do what the Lord said.
Amen.
And watch the walls come down. The wall that's been blocking you from accomplishing your goals. The wall that's been blocking you from getting what God said you could have. Do what God said.
Thank you, Lord.
Follow him.
Ask
him for his lead.
Yes.
God to direct you. Ask God to keep you. God will do it for you.
He'll do it.
God will have the wall to come down.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. You just got to be obedient to him.
Amen.
It may not make sense.
Amen.
But you see, you're not serving God that makes sense.
Amen.
That's true. My Lord.
Serving a God that can do whatever he wants to do, however he wants to do it.
Amen.
And whenever he wants to do it.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
The walls will come down, they're going to fall flat. Now, you would think the walls that were that thick, that high, and the fall is going to be a mess. But God said it's going to fall flat. Okay? So that they can go through and kill everything in there.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Children, grown up,
everything
but a hollow.
That's true.
Yep.
And her family.
And
they only was to take out the silver, the gold, the brass, those things that's of value, and they to take that out because that was the Lord. And it was to carry it to his temple. But anybody that didn't do it, would be accursed. So make sure you're following the instructions of the Lord.
Amen. Yes, yes.
And Joshua the son of Nun called a priest and said unto them, take the ark of the covenant.
Yes.
And let seven men, seven priests, bear the seven trumpets around on before the ark of the Lord. So here Joshua is doing exactly what the Lord said do. Because if he didn't, the wall wouldn't have come down.
That's right.
Okay. And it came to pass that when the Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets, the ram's horn, passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpet. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And the armed men went before the priest that blew with the trumpet. And the reward came after the ark.
My Lord.
So the priest going on and blowing with the trumpet.
My Jesus.
And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Until the day I bid you. Shout. Remember, they had to walk around one time every day.
Yes.
For 6 days.
Yes.
But they couldn't say a word. Couldn't ask no questions. Couldn't do no complaining.
Yes.
Right? Couldn't do no shouting. Just had a peaceful march.
Yes.
And today we call them a protest. I remember days in the 60s when they had the marching in Greensboro, North Carolina. We had to go and march without saying anything. We had to march peacefully. Or we would have defeated our purpose. So you had to walk march. Couldn't do that.
Yes.
But to stay on campus. So we got to be obedient.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
To the word of the Lord.
Yes.
The ark of the Lord compared to city going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning. And the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And the seven priests bearing seven trumpets around on for the ark of the Lord went on continuously and blew with the trumpet. The people couldn't say nothing, but the trumpets could be blown.
And
so when your time comes to shout, you need to shout.
Amen.
The time comes to be quiet, you need to be quiet. Then the Lord said, be still and know that I'm God.
Yes, sir.
Be still and let any happen. Sometimes we have to speak out too early. You speak up against people too quick. We need to just be still. And let God do it for you. Be still. Let God handle that wall. He'll take it down.
Yes, he will.
You're making a mess of it. Be still.
Be still.
And allow God to do it, what God said he would do.
Yes, sir.
And don't rush God to do it.
Yes, right.
And our men went before them. But the reward came after the ark of the Lord. The priest going up and blowing with the trumpet.
Uh-huh.
And the seventh day, come past the city once and return.
Uh-huh.
They did this for 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about dawning of the day.
Uh-huh.
And compassed the city all after the manner, same manner as it did the other days, but this time it did it 7 times.
Uh-huh.
Only on that day.
Uh-huh.
It did it 7 times.
Yes.
And it came to pass at the seventh that time.
Uh-huh.
When the priest blew with the trumpet.
Yes.
My Lord.
Joshua said unto the people, shout, uh-huh, for the Lord has given you the city.
Man, hallelujah.
Okay. Notice hallelujah. How Joshua is speaking the Lord's word.
Uh-huh.
They still hadn't gotten in the city.
Uh-huh.
The walls are still up.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes, yes.
They had been marching for 6 days.
Uh-huh.
And now this is the seventh day. They marched around there 7 times.
Uh-huh.
Joshua declared before the walls came down.
Amen. Yes,
God
yes.
has given you this city.
This city.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Walls are down.
Yes, sir.
Those you still see them.
Uh-huh.
The walls are down.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So they still seem to be blocking you.
Yes.
The walls are down.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Shout now.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank why you, the walls still standing? Shout now.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to pray. Shout now.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Y'all yeah. need to shout now. You're the victory.
Yes.
Before
hallelujah.
The seen.
Yes, sir.
Before the victory is felt.
Before
the victory is heard. He wasn't the shout. Man,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
And the walls will come down. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The walls will come down. You just shout now.
Amen.
Just shout it. The walls are down.
Amen. Don't wait till the battle.
They didn't have to get no bulldozer.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have to get no crane wrecker.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's right.
They didn't have to get no front loader.
Uh-huh.
To get the debris out of the way so they can go in.
Hallelujah.
The walls fell flat. God's going to make it so that you can cross over.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Without any more heartache.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God.
God will make it so you can cross over.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Without any obstacle holding you up.
Uh-huh.
God make it that you can hold on.
My Lord.
So you don't think you can hold on.
Mm-hmm.
God give you that strength you need.
Yes, sir.
And the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, yes, yes.
So be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
They went around and the walls came down after they shouted.
Glory
nothing happened until uh-huh. they shouted. The last part of the instruction.
Hallelujah. Yep.
Shout.
Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Now, when you're talking about shout, they come up with your feet.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Come up with your mouth.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fair enough.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's why when someone tell you, give God some praise, give God some hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise, you ought to shout it out.
Yes. Amen. God. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Shout it out like he's been blessing you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You've been delivered.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Set free. Shout out to all of the week has been torn down.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And highly favored. And overflows. Shout out like you got that blessing.
Hallelujah.
Shout out like you got that overflow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Victory
in Jesus. Oh, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Over and over and over and over and over again for you.
Hallelujah.
He is.
Oh, yes, yes. Glory
to God. Jesus. He is.
He is my deliverer. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Even in my oppression, God has delivered me.
Yes, sir.
He'll give you the victory.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Every time.
Yes, glory to
in you. In order to get something, you got to go through them.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
The wall doesn't come down until they march. Days one time.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
7 days, seven times, and shouting.
Yeah. Amen.
They had to do something to get that.
That's right.
Seemed like a little.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But some of us, we just have to say something.
Glory be to God.
Before the time.
Yes, sir.
But thank you, Lord.
You need to hold your peace.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And wait until God saves me.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Hold your peace.
Hold your peace. Yes.
And wait until God says you are delivered.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Okay. God bless you.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Walls came down.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
People were destroyed.
Yes, sir.
Hell out was saving her family. Because they put their life on the line. To harbor and hide those spies.
My Lord.
That went in.
Thank you, Lord.
Made that promise and God delivered on it. Keep in mind your walls coming down.
Man.
This pandemic is coming down.
Man.
That wall is coming down.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Everybody don't want to do what they're supposed to do. The wall is coming down. God said it was coming down.
Yes, sir.
And they're coming down.
Amen.
Yes, they are.
You just keep on doing what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
Okay. Keep on doing what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
And the wall will come down.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I believe it. Praise God.
God bless you.
Thank you, God.
And may heaven smile upon you.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Good sermon, Pastor. Good sermon.
Jesus.
Man,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Great message, great message.
I forget this. Normally, would be now noonday service, but we're not in that position at that point now. So what do you do? And we would have paid, I think, like $25 for the day. If you didn't do that already, make sure you put it in next week's offering.
See you next Sunday.
For the men day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Okay. keep that in mind and do that if all possible. God will bless you because it said it would. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Okay.